I'll be home in the morning.
Where are you going?
I'm staying over at Susie's tonight.
What's new? The flyer.
The papers call him the grabber.
I wish you wouldn't call him that.
You don't actually believe that story, do you? Because he can't hear you, and he doesn't really take kids that safe.
You goof. Well, isn't that just peachy keen?
You need some help?
You see that?
Yeah.
Would you hand me my hat? Yes, sir. I am a part-time magician.
Are those black balloons in there?
Would you like to see a magic trick?
Welcome back to DMR. Thank you for tuning back in. Much obliged. So I hope you enjoyed my review for Wakanda Forever, the Black Panther sequel. So go back and have a look at that one if you will. So today I will be reviewing a 2022 horror / thriller / supernatural film, which is The Black Phone, starring Ethan Hawke. It's an adaptation of a short story that came out, I think, in 2004, a coming-of-age story set in the 1970s. So let's go over that film. Before we do, let's talk about our main sponsors, which is Pure Spectrum and, of course, the good people at Manscaped. So it's official, summer is now over and autumn is here. So it's the fresh ball fall. That's right, we are back with the team at Manscaped with the Performance Package 4.0. We've got the lawnmower there with a 4000K LED spotlight. Very handy tool, that one. We've also got the weed whacker, nose and ear trimmer. Very cool little tool. We've also got the crop preserver and the crop reviver, part of my daily hygiene routine. It smells awesome. The anti-chafe boxer briefs in the background there. We've also got the magic mat to clean up all of your mess. All of this comes in the shed travel bag. So very awesome little package, that one. 20% off using the promo code DEWEY20. Cheers. And we are back with the crew at Pure Spectrum. So as we can see up on the screen there, 15% off using the promo code DEWEYCBD. Now this works store wide as well. Look at that range. It is massive up there. We've got the oils, we've got the gummies, sprays, creams, you name it. It is all there, guys. It is seriously very good stuff. I've started using the gear when they sent it out to me. It is an absolute game changer. All of this is up on their website, their full range. I've also got the EndoPet as well, very handy for your dogs and your cats, so be sure to check that one out. Also, the Black Label Pure Spectrum, very handy for after the gym. So thank you to the team at Pure Spectrum.
I have an announcement to make. One of our students, Finney Blake, was abducted.
What if I could help the police find Finney?
Doesn't work. Not since I was a kid.
I'll scream. I'll scratch your face.
This face?
So, The Black Phone, a 2022 thriller / horror / supernatural type movie, whatever you want to call it. So, this came out last year starring Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke plays a serial killer called The Grabber. So, pretty original name, I think, because he basically grabs kids as they're walking home from school in his black van. And he has also black balloons as well that he kind of throws out at them when they walk past. He sprays them with some type of ether or something like that, and they pass out and away we go. So, he's pretty terrifying to look up on the screen. He's got this mask that's a big white demon's face. It's got horns on it as well, and it also does change its mouthpiece. So it's got different smiles, it's got different frowns, it's got different looks of this particular mask when you do see him up on the screen. So it's set in 1978, if memory serves, and it's set back when obviously serial killers were at the height or in their prime between the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, what have you, before DNA testing came in. So that late 70s style of horror movie / thriller setting, it does feel like it's the movie It, if you've seen the first one, kind of similar to that. But the setting is really quite good, and I really quite enjoyed the cinematography where the movie is set.
Daddy, I had a dream about it.
What happened in your dream?
He was taken.
By a man with black balloons?
Yes.
We never released those details.
Hello?
Don't hang up.
Who are you?
So the main star in this movie is a young teenager or young boy, might be 12 years old, something along those lines. You'll see his name up here on the screen. So he has to deal with a whole heap of bullies at school. And I've got to tell you, some of the scenes where the kids are fighting is absolutely brutal. They absolutely pummel the crap out of each other. So there was a bit of a subplot in this movie with the sister who has dreams about some of the kids that have been abducted. I don't know if that works too much, and I didn't know this was an adaptation to a coming of age story or a book or a novel that came out. So as the movie was going along, I did feel that whole Hunger Games type kiddie teenage feel to it, especially with some of the ghosts of the kids that have been murdered help out the main character when he's abducted by Ethan Hawke's character. So I felt it was a little bit too much on that whole teen aspect side of things. Again, I didn't know that going in, but all in all, the story is fine, I suppose, when you're watching it. We have seen films like this before, these slasher type films, but I think the whole issue with this movie, despite it looking quite good up on the screen, is that I don't think it knows what it wants to be, whether it wants to be a horror movie, whether it wants to be a thriller, an abduction movie, because it's got all those elements in it, and sometimes with those elements crossing over each other, it can get a little bit, not confusing, but you can definitely see up on the screen that it kind of mismatches when things are going about as you watch it or when the story rolls on. But all in all, I really did enjoy this film. However, it's not without its flaws.
You know all our names?
You're getting out of here.
Please, please let the dreams be real.
See the wall in front of you? I tore a long cable loose from down there. There's a combination lock on the inside of the storm door.
What's the combination?
I carved it in the wall.
Hang up the phone!
So the verdict of the black phone. So the pros, I really did like that late 70s feel that it has, with that serial killer type feel that the movie portrays. The violence in it is very hectic to watch, pretty realistic as well. So the acting in it is quite good. Ethan Hawke does a great role in it, I thought. So the cons of the actual film. So as I mentioned, I think that because it doesn't know what it wants to be, whether it's a supernatural horror, thriller, or slasher film, it jumps between those genres throughout the movie and can be not quite confusing, but you can definitely see that it's grabbing at different themes as the film goes on, trying to discover what the film really is. So I didn't really enjoy that whole teen aspect, coming of age style of story throughout the film, despite it being a short novel back in the early 2000s. I thought if it was going to be a straight up horror movie, which is what the trailer kind of looks like, it probably would have been a bit more enjoyable. But all in all, the verdict. So not a bad film. I did enjoy it. However, I won't be going out of my way to buy it on Blu-ray or 4K. It's up on streaming services at the moment, so that'll probably be enough if I want to watch it again. So I will give it my number 3 rating, which is definitely give it a watch. But again, it's not the best slasher, horror film, supernatural film that I have seen in the past. So thank you for tuning in to my review for The Black Phone with Ethan Hawke. And as always, laters on the Menji.
The door, the gate, I've never seen it before except in my dream.
You don't have much time.
You're gonna use a weapon. You raise the phone, step back, and swing.
Look what you made me do.
Please hurry.
You remember what I told you?
There's someday I have to stand up for myself.
Someday is today, Finn.
Yeah!
So there you have it, the review for The Black Phone. Pretty decent horror film. Check it out on all streaming services. Do me a favor, smash on that subscribe button and join the DMR crew.